And we are back with a very special bonus episode of Horribly Perfect. I know last time we all talked, we said we'll see you at the Christmas one. But you know what? We really want to wrap up season three in a proper way. And we want to give a bonus of what season four will look like. So we are going to use this special bonus episode of Horribly Perfect today. My name is Jimmy Napalm. As always, I am with John D. and Westy. Gents, how are you this fine day?
Doing
Good.
great.
It's
So, wait a minute.
yeah.
Isn't every episode a bonus episode? I mean, really? We give the people so much.
I suppose so. Maybe this is more like an unexpected one.
Oh,
All
okay.
right.
A I get on
Sneak
board with that.
episode. Unexpected. Like West.
Unexpected bonus episode.
Yeah. Like remember that time we were at your parents' house and I opened up the front door and there was a three-legged dog standing outside?
Well, I believe I said, Jake, Jim, look out for the three-legged dog. You're like, oh, yeah, okay.
That was unexpected. It wasn't a bonus.
Was that a bonus?
Well, I think if it was a bonus, it would have five legs.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
That's
True. That is true.
Yeah. Did that three? I'm not gonna talk about the three-legged dog anymore. I don't want to know anymore. It still haunts me. So
I told you.
it was a three-legged dog. Wasn't it like an Alice in Chains album too? A cover of a three-legged dog.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we're gonna start off. We're gonna kick off the final thoughts on season three, which was perfectly hateable. And John finished up our season with summer, things he hates, summer. So let's see what the people thought about John and summer. You
I
ready?
feel the love.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I'm so excited for this.
All right. So let's start off. Greenie said, "This was a tough one to listen to. Who hates the summer? Horrible take, John. I'm not a beach guy unless I'm on vacation at some place like St. Pete Beach. Then I love the beach, but not in New England beaches, except for the Cape at sunset." He's all over the
Well,
place.
wait a minute. I
Yeah,
mean, this was my whole.
I
This
like the beaches.
is
I
my
don't like the
point.
beaches. What is this?
Okay. This was my whole point. I said summer in New England. And he agrees with me. Thanks, Greeny.
He's not done. "There's nothing better to me than taking in a Woosox or Yacht Goats game
My God.
during the summer, 70 to 75 at night with a tall draft. Perfect. But fall is by far the best. And Jim, that's the power of love." So.
Again, Greeny just basically agreed with me about everything and said that there was something wrong with me.
He says it's a bad take.
Well, it's a bad take that he agreed with everything I said. The beach sucks and the fall's better.
I have to say, I am unfamiliar with the Yad Goats. Anyone?
I am either, but it's
I
baseball,
am.
so
Yeah,
no.
it's baseball. So Green, yeah, it's probably some like high school team that he watches. Okay. The next one is from my friend Swede.
Oh.
Short one.
Yes,
Short one.
yes.
"John is on an island." That's all he wrote.
Yeah, well, you guys will be swimming over to the island.
Do you
And
like the beach of that island though?
it's not a sandy island or anything like
Not
that.
a
It's
sandy beach?
a nice cool island. There's leaves on the ground. It's nice over here. You'll
No
be
yacht
coming
work to
over,
do on that
Swede.
island?
Nope. Nope. The leaves just go where they go.
It's the island of misfit toys, is what that is.
Funny.
And then we have two more that actually aren't specific to John. They're actually specific to the season itself.
Okay.
So this one is going to take a little bit to read. And these are interesting. Debbie T, old friend Debbie T, has written again. "I listened to about half of your other podcast." Okay. "On the drive in," I think she's referencing Westy. "I was listening to about half of your podcast on my drive into work this morning. It was giving off old man shakes fist at clouds vibes. So it was more irritating than entertaining, at least for me. I just have to listen to people complain all the time, so I think it was better when you did a deep dive into one place rather than just listen to 20 minutes of random rants." Interesting. She's
Okay.
got
Well,
more.
that wasn't the whole point of the whole episode was like, what do we Right.
hate,
I
right? understand, but she said she liked more of doing when we did a deep dive into things.
This is not the happy sunshine hour.
Seriously.
You get reality.
Listen.
Was sorry.
Listen, let me finish, and we also have to, these are our listeners, this is what they're saying. But one note to tell West. People in the rich seats aren't fans. We go to games every year and sit in the right field, and those people watch the game. So he might have a better experience there. I remember going to an Eagles game. I guess she's a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And the tickets we got were from a season ticket holder. When it was third and short and the Eagles were on D, we would stand up to tell them. And then we were yelled at and told season ticket holders don't stand up. So yeah, rich people suck.
Well, it seems like,
Well,
someone who didn't want complaining is sure doing a lot of complaining.
seriously, and if I go to Fenway Park and sit in right field, I don't want to look at right field. I want to look at the plate. I mean, you can't do that at Fenway Park. That
Listen,
feels terrible.
if you attack our listeners, we're not going to have any more listeners. So thank you,
No.
Debbie T, for the note. We have a new listener who wrote,
Wait a minute.
but yes.
We do appreciate our listeners, but the feedback stands.
Absolutely.
New listener, Justin, wrote, and this might be my favorite thing of all time. So, big fan of dissecting "Let's Go Crazy" lyrics. He must be in that first season. Big
Wow.
fan of dissecting "Let's Go Crazy" lyrics and others, but I want more gym. Personally, I'm longing for a gym time machine where you start by taking us back to a fantasy land of Burlington in the 1980s, where you pick up some grades to go back to. The streets were paved in gold, arcades in nearby towns. Nerds were coming into their own, and humiliating things were about to happen. So Justin would like us to apparently do a deep dive into gym in the Burlington, Massachusetts of the 1980s. So
I
maybe.
do appreciate Jim listening to the first season. That was really good of him.
That
That
was
was a good job, though.
that was Justin.
Justin. Sorry, Justin.
I did not listen to the first season.
More Jim is where we kind of
Well,
goes off the rails.
yeah, it kind of goes out. I don't, yeah.
well, thank you for the feedback. If anybody else wants more Jim, please let us know. As always, we are at SAB Media Group. It's SABB Media Group at gmail.com, or text us or add reviews. But that wraps up season three, Perfectly Hateable. Now let's kind of talk about ourselves. What are you guys' feelings? How did it go? How did these episodes go for us?
It's a nice change of pace, I think. We did something a little different. We got sort of out there. We let our true feelings be expressed about things we don't like after doing a lot of things that we do like. And it was a nice little change of pace.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was good. It was fun to, we had a lot to choose from, and I thought that trying to narrow that down was part of the fun, and not knowing what we're going to talk about was a little challenging on this season, but I thought that kind of led to a little bit a different perspective. But no, I had a good time with it. It was good.
I like the randomness of it. Not the randomness, but the fact that you didn't know what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
I do miss the back and forth of the ability to the deep dives, the research that we've done for the other two seasons.
Yeah.
Um,
Yeah.
but I did like the randomness where you didn't know. So I believe that season four will kind of just a, we'll get there in 2 seconds, but in season four we'll kind of combine the two of them. Two more things before we go to season four. We still have $0 in the ads, so
Wait a minute.
yeah.
I saw the Apple did the most popular podcasts, and it did, and I thought I saw us on the list. How did we get $0, Jim?
I think we were under honorable mention, right below P Pets for Less and Here Comes the Metric System. So I looked at that.
Right. Good to be mentioned.
Who do you remember who the top three Apple podcasts were? And by the way, is it the best podcast or most listened to?
I saw the top five and I stopped paying attention. But we weren't on it, so I didn't care.
That's right. If it's not about us, we don't care. But maybe that's
Absolutely.
why we don't have any money. So
True.
I think we're gonna stop the ads for now. Sorry, Granger, but you will not get any more time on us until you stop paying.
We gotta pay the
Again.
bills.
No,
Right.
I mean it's not about that. It's for the people. We don't want the people to wait.
Plus, we want money. Well, no, I mean, we don't,
No, we don't say we want money.
I
Hey
have
Jim, why
something
don't you
to
like Metallica anymore?
I have something specifically set up for next season, and I won't ruin it here, but it'll kind of accomplish this little tease. I won't give
Wait,
it
wait, wait! You didn't answer my question. Why don't you like Metallica anymore?
because they stink, because their music is awful.
And they sold out.
because their music is awful.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways. All right. So that wraps up season three. Let's talk about season four. So season four will start in sometime next year, in 2026. I can't believe it's 20. You know, I read something today. Someone hits, I read something. The 21st century is already a quarter over.
That's
Yeah.
crazy.
I guess so.
So we'll kick this off in 2026. Again, we have a Christmas episode coming in December, but in 2026 we'll kick off season four. And what we're going to do for season four, and just sort of letting John know again what we're doing, is we're going to combine a little bit of a surprise, but also a deep dive. So season one we did music. We picked songs. Season two we did sports. We picked individual seasons. Season three, we did hate. We picked hate, I guess. So season four, we're going to go back into deep dives. So we will be tackling television. We, as always, we're trying to keep up with our own way of doing things. So we're going to do television, but we are going to leave it up to chance as to what we search for. So Westy has a computer called the Westinator 4000, and what it does, he's been up all night programming it. He's got AI working. I've never seen it. Like, he's covered in wires. I've never seen anything like it. And he has a big lever that he's going to pull. And what he's going to do is the Westinator 4000 is going to give a date, a random date, and then for that date, we will look at the Nielsen ratings and decide what show we want to discuss from that. It could be anything from that time, and but we will leave it up to chance to explain what date, and leave it up to us for the TV show. So does that clear for you guys? Does that make sense before we have West pull a lever?
Yeah,
Yeah,
you'll
but
probably
sounds
have
good
to
to
tell
me.
me again.
I just like, hopefully I get the lever, I gotta pull that lever down nice and hard. It
You
gets stuck sometimes.
like the hot? You like pulling the hot lever?
Like pulling a hard lever.
Yeah, you like that? Okay. No wonder we're not on the top list for Apple.
Remember you
Jesus.
said that.
Yeah. Anyways, so Wes, would you like to do the set stuff up so I can see you?
Yep.
You're over there. You're
Yep.
pressing. You're pushing stuff in, and
There we go. And here we go. We have July 29th, 1980.
wow. All right.
Was
Spot.
not
July
expecting that.
29th, 1980.
That was crazy.
So you will investigate the Nielsen shows for that week or that
Yes.
day, and then pick one from there. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about if it's good or bad or whatever. So,
I like it.
1980. So I
That's,
was,
I think that's some good day. What, a nine?
yeah, nine.
All right.
Can't wait.
So
Can't
my
wait.
television watching when I was nine was very, it was limited.
Limited, right? We had to like, go to bed at like 7, 8 o'clock,
Well,
remember?
yeah, I mean,
We
yeah.
didn't have cable or anything either. It was limited by three channels, too.
I'm assuming that the ratings will reflect that, right? So,
Yeah. I would think so.
and it's also what those, what is it? Is it summer?
Summer, yeah. So we're now we're in like repeats and stuff.
Repeats and
Great.
summer spectacular shows. Oh,
Another
that's right.
reason to hate summer.
Okay, thank you.
All
Right,
yeah, July 29th, 1980, boys. I'm ready.
All right. So you'll be up first come
Yes,
next
sir.
year,
Yep.
and we'll tackle that. I will talk to you guys again soon with our big Christmas show. I'm very excited by it. We have a lot of things planned. Bee Gees may or may not return. I'm gonna guess no, but you never know.
We have guests, right?
Yep.
I like the guests.
Yeah. So no BJs. All right. Or Bee Gees for that matter.
Ben,
Oh,
what is
crud.
happening?
All right. Thank you. Thank you for wrapping up season three, and we'll talk to you guys again soon. So until
Right,
next time.
boys.
All right. Bye.
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 This presentation has been brought to you by SAP Productions, the home of Real Bad Media. Please visit us on your preferred podcast platform and follow us to stay updated with our latest episodes.